Welcome to the Holden Village Podcast. Holden is a community of education, programming, and worship located in the remote wilderness of the Cascade Mountains. These snapshots provide a glimpse into the learnings taking place in our community. Let's tune in to this week's highlight.
I'm Callie Mabry, and I work in communications and development.
I'm Tori Kirstengrip, and I work as the housekeeping services lead.
I'm Sarah Moore, and I'm now serving as grant writer.
And I'm Mark Bach, one of the three co-directors at Holden Village.
In September 2020, the Holden Village community collectively explored the possibility of forming a pod of wellness in which everyone who has completed a two-week quarantine without symptoms or illness is considered a member of one household. With mutual consent, villagers who have completed the two-week quarantine without symptoms or illness may enter each other's lives and dine, worship, and gather together. In forming a pod of wellness, we recognize our interdependence with each other's actions as we make frequent contact with each other.
A covenant is a commitment, a promise, an agreement. This covenant emerged from community dialogue, ensuring a need for common understanding of practices and trust with this new arrangement. We treat this as a living document, understanding that scientific information, the village's COVID-19 protocols, and the values and wishes of current villagers will change. We affirm that consent is an ongoing conversation and that the preferences of individual villagers may shift at any point. We commit to promoting the health and safety of our community, communicating with one another with clarity, honesty, and compassion, and thoughtfully supporting the personal and communal wellness of all villagers.
When we arrived in August, the rules here had been very firm in regards to people sheltering in place and living in single domiciles within the village, and then disallowed from eating in the dining room. Basically, the worship rhythms had been changed to allow a few things outside, you know, during the week. When we were asked to come in and then take over the directorship of Holden, we knew that we had to have an ability to try to get to know the people who were here and also the context and their experience of the preceding months. And that led to some outdoor sharing that we did do on the ARC. First, I think we just talked about it very organically. And then more recently, in looking back on it, the idea of covenant is biblical and very, very old and ancient and has to do with people trying to figure out how they live together and also in relationship to God and what promises and also what imperatives, you know, they're going to share. And that has to do with, and again, some of the framing of our covenant, which is what will we agree to? What will we say we will not do? And then the wellness pod, Dr. Papio, said, now that we've been up here for weeks and months and months and months and we've quarantined and we've been isolated, there is a medical suggestion that we are well. We can prove to ourselves that we do not have the disease. There's no COVID up here. So how do we move forward on a medical theme and think about what it would be like to be a larger wellness pod, which is just basically an extended family of people who all live together and are safe? So that was its own subtopic in terms of then how do we frame that and then also get medical approval of it.
The actual process was we met outside, kind of had the idea of covenant as a way to move forward so that it was something that people were choosing to do as opposed to living under a set of rules that were given to them. And when we went back to our individual living spaces, we had these little meetings and talked broadly, I think, about how we wanted to move forward together and what we were agreeing to do together, driven by care for one another, as opposed to something that felt more oppressive, but that we were choosing to care for each other and that that was going to guide our actions both inside and outside of the village. And then practically what we did is we wrote those down in a share Google Doc, and each of the different chalets put their ideas into that share Google Doc. I think we had about 2 weeks that we invited people to do that. And then a group of people agreed to take that set of ideas and draft it into what became the covenant. And so Tori and Janelle and I met. And what we did is just found kind of these running themes that sort of sorted themselves out into what became the three main areas of the covenant, drafted that. Callie then took it and kind of zambonied it, is what we called it, you know, kind of smoothed the writing so that it was something that was more cohesive and had a preamble and a kind of a closing. And then we invited comment on that and allowed people to have an opportunity to provide comment anonymously. As it turned out, we got no anonymous comments, you know, saying, I don't want to live like this, or you guys need to change this particular aspect of it. And so we printed it and went forward. And so I think the whole thing from start to finish was about 4 weeks, maybe. Does that sound right, Tori?
Right. Yeah. And I think that because we had so much community space to be able to talk about it, it ended up being that people were really comfortable because it felt like a group effort, truly, mm-hmm. for all of us.
One of the reasons we decided that some sort of mutual agreement was needed in the form of a written document, which we came to call a covenant, was so that people were on the same page about what this means. Because anytime you put a policy or a rule or a change out there, people are going to have different interpretations of what it means. That's where conflict can come in. Part of the covenant is that we have sort of mutual agreement for what this means to us and our community. And I think it's hard at Holden Village, a place that is a nonprofit, a retreat center, a school, a food service location, a community of people who live here. It's hard to interpret how all of the best recommendations fit into this complicated place. And so I'm grateful to the covenant for helping clarify some of that.
I would just add to that as well that for me, it's part of a larger kind of mental and spiritual health picture that while you might be able to get compliance in the kinds of behaviors, if it were just a set of rules kind of handed down, I think people would be compliant with those rules. I'm not sure that it would be done with the same sort of spirit of care and compassion for one another. And that is intangible in many ways, but it's really palpable. And that is the kind of larger environment in which I think a place like Holden thrives. Without that kind of ethos really driving what people are doing, I think it becomes a pretty gloomy and oppressive place. And I think that's not at all what this community is about. So the process to get here was key, I think, in healing the kind of relationship and developing the new kinds of relationships as new people came into the village that allows a place like this to thrive. And so it is more than just a set of rules. I think it really is a statement about how we love and show compassion for each other.
So as we finalized the wording in this covenant, after going through some of the edits and revisions and such, we needed some way to conclude and celebrate this process and bring it into action. Several people brainstormed ideas of how we could do this in a way that would make this not just a paper that we looked at one time and then forgot about, but something that's present and we're reminded of and something that's sort of joyful. And so we ended up creating this large poster that has the text of the document in the middle, and then people were invited to sign their name and write their favorite word or like draw an image that resonated. And the staffing office sends this document to new staff and volunteers when they're accepted, and they sign that they agree to abide by it in order to prioritize the health of the Holden community, their own health, and the health of the broader world.
And now we have to take this covenant, which was made by a small group of staff people here living for many, many months together,
and now, in one sense, share it with the rest of the world. And that means that we're taking this longer covenant, and we have come up with a little bit of a shorter version of it to then also publicize to the guests who will come here in the summer of 2021. And we ponder that now, not just the planning of what it will be like to have guests back at the village, but trying to share with them what we have gone through in the last calendar year. People have been very curious about Holden Village, what's going on, and what can you tell us? And certainly there's been social media traffic much more informally. But I think Holden now is trying to more deliberately talk about our covenants and what has been our journey experience together, always moving forward based on science and trust and mutuality. And now inviting people who will come in to be with us next summer from the outside to get that, you know, to understand that, as Sarah said, the ethos of the village and the atmosphere here has always been based on grace and some freedom being allowed us, not only by one another, but also kind of in our spiritual context.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.